This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We are now single digits, 9 days away from Christmas. Woo, got that going for us. That is crazy. It is the Red MAGA Show. We like to kick off the show with some good news. Maybe that could be good news, but Hannah picked out today's story. What do you got for us, Hannah?
Yes, I have a story that's very golden and cheery for this holiday season.
All right, we'll find out what that means next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So if you love golden retrievers, you will love this story, or you'll be like me and have FOMO that you weren't invited out to Buenos Aires last week, because over 2,000 golden retrievers got together to hang out to try and break a Guinness World Record. They haven't gotten like their full like certificate back from Guinness, but they believe they beat the record for like most golden retrievers hanging out, chilling together by over 700 dogs. So they to beat the record this year. And I think that's just the coolest thing ever.
One of those things where you go, I wonder how many golden retrievers have hung out together. And then you look it up and it's like 1,200 did this one time.
Man.
And now they break the record, you got to have 2,000.
Yeah, over 2,000.
That's like intense, but awesome, and does make it put you a smile on the face. Anytime you can think about like puppies and dogs, that makes people happy.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Let's talk Christmas lights for a second. Love holiday lights. When it comes to holiday lights, or maybe specifically the Christmas tree, because I don't know if people feel like it might be different. You like colored lights or white lights?
Okay, I personally like white lights because that's what I grew up on. My
really?
Mom has always been a big stickler on the tree. We've always had matching ornaments as well. So, like, my mom has never been the mom to put up, like, our custom-made ornaments.
Mm.
She has her set ornaments on the tree and her warm lights on the tree that are all yellow, all matching. So that's what I like, too, because that's all I really know.
Yeah, I've done white lights now since we have had trees that had them, you know, interconnected into them.
Pre-lit?
Yeah, so we do
nice
pre-lit
move.
With white lights, but the net lighting is always colored lighting.
So for decorations, you like the color lighting
yes.
for the Christmas tree white light. I do think people like different ones for decorations in the Christmas tree. AB?
I hate colored lights on anything.
Really?
Yes.
Only white lights?
Yes. Not white, though. They're gold. When you get the white ones, they look blue. And those are bad,
too. There is like a difference.
Not those LEDs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it has to be like the gold, warm white lights.
I agree. I think they're more like eloquent. Like, I don't know. There's something classy and mysterious or mystique. Like, there's just aura about the white lights that comes. I do think, like, I actually did the opposite of him. I grew up with, like, color lights on our Christmas tree. And it was, like, all, like, playful and more, like, childish. And I do think that is cool. I do think there's a place for it. But I do like the when you turn the lights down and the kids go to bed and it's, like, quiet in the house and they got the white lights going. I think that's, like, the look. I like that.
The polls are open. Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. I read off headlines and then we scroll through the internet like most of us do. Just read a headline and then keep scrolling. Feel like I got it all. Or Hannah will ask me for more details. This is the Mary rule. Could prevent social burnout during this holiday season.
Oh, okay. What is it?
So much happening during the holidays. Well, a lot of people feel holiday burnout.
True.
So you don't want to turn into the Grinch. So basically, they encourage you to think about five things before you agree to a holiday commitment. Money, energy, return, recovery, and you.
Wow.
Think about it and go, is this really worth my time? Because we have so many school functions and holiday parties and school things happening for kids. And then there's friends that want to meet up. Family wants to meet up. It's just too much. Dictionary.com's word of the year.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wait. Oh, I thought we already had one.
We'd say we've done the Oxford.
Oh,
we've
okay,
done
okay.
Webster, which okay. was like slop or something like that for AI. But finally, somebody did it. Dictionary.com, word of the year. 6-7.
Okay, finally
someone
finally.
Got it right.
Got it right.
Yes.
Way to go.
Anonymous donor tosses a gold coin worth $4,000 into the Salvation Army bucket.
Great. Keep it moving.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Let's go to a January party invite.
Ooh. I don't know that that's a good idea.
So a lot of people are starting this, especially when it comes to office parties. So because of the holiday burnout we're all talking about, all the functions we have to go to, a lot of offices are like, okay, let's just kick off the new year with a huge party. Instead of trying to fit everyone's schedule in where they can't go or stuff going on, we know that things are a little bit slower in January, and it's a great way to kick off like a stressful business year. Go, you know, let's party and kick off the year. I actually love this idea. Because there's so much, I couldn't go to the holiday parties. My dad was in town. Like, I got nothing going on in January. Let's have a party then.
Yeah. It sounds overwhelming in the moment, like, to think, like, oh, my gosh, when
once
we
I'm
get back,
holidays-
we have another thing to do. But also, that would probably be better.
Yeah, because then you don't have as much commitments during this time, or at least one less commitment.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
What's going on? Why haven't you been talking to me? You're coming around for Christmas, seeing if I get you a gift?
Because I've been in school with Hannah, trying to learn.
Oh,
damn. My guy went away, got himself a Miyagi. He's been studying, been practicing with his sensei, and now he's the homeschool champ, right?
I don't think so. I think she might have fed me some wrong answers.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
All right, Bobby versus Hannah. Hannah, you leave the room. We're going to play Hannah's Homeschool. It's a pop culture quiz game versus our student, Bobby, versus the teacher, Hannah. Bobby, Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear the questions or the answers. Let's do this. Bobby, who is the host of The Masked Singer?
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Hey.
There you go. Taylor Swift's favorite song of hers, she revealed on Stephen Colbert. What did she say is her favorite song?
Taylor Swift's favorite song.
Bobby, are you working with the team? Bobby's like, I went away. I got a team. Who's playing with you, Bobby?
My wife.
All right. Hey. She can play with you.
Yep.
All too well.
Oh, hey. Oh. Wow.
Bobby, just let her play. Yeah. She's better than you. All right, here we go. Star Search is making a return in 2026, man, that old school game. The original reality competition. Who was the original host of Star Search?
Oh. Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, yep. That's right.
This sci-fi movie directed by James Cameron is one of the highest grossing movies of all time. It's coming out with a third movie this week. What is it?
Do not know.
Any guesses?
No. Haven't phoned a friend yet.
He's phoned his wife.
don't. No. I give up on that one.
Okay. All right. That's okay. And who is Chevy? What is Chevy Chase's name in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Clark Griswold.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
4 to 5. Not bad. We'll see how Hannah does. We're going to bring her back in next, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hannah's Homeschool
is a pop culture quiz game. Hannah versus Bobby and his wife. His wife joined because Bobby needed help, and his wife's always got his back like a good wife does. All right?
Like that sometimes.
Bobby and your wife, tell Hannah how many you got right.
We got 4 out of 5.
Four out of five. Only miss one. All right, tie does go towards Hannah. 4 out of 5 will get you a win, Hannah. Let's see how you do. Who is the host of The Masked Singer?
Oof,
right off the bat.
La 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 la
is not the host.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
The only host I know.
Nick Cannon.
Ooh.
Just so you know.
Damn, should have got that right. Yes. I thought he was America's Got Talent.
You cannot miss.
No, that's AB's man.
Terry Crews. Okay. That's my man.
All right, well, we do have another hosting question, and it's not Terry Crews, just so you know.
Here we go.
And you can't miss. Taylor Swift revealed what her favorite song of hers is on Stephen Colbert. Which one was it?
She said The Life of a Showgirl.
No. And you reported on this.
What?
All Too Well,
10-minute version, and Mirrorball. Damn!
Over two. We're going to see if Hannah gets any correct. Star Search is making a return. I'm sure you were locked in on Star Search.
Original
reality competition show. Who is the host of the original Star Search?
Jay Leno.
No,
but you were in the kind of in the right ballpark. Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, which you probably do not know,
this
Hannah.
This is impossible.
Over three. One of which you reported
over
on.
Three.
Right.
All right, let's see how she does here. This sci-fi movie directed by James Cameron is one of the highest grossing movies of all time, coming out with a third later this week. There was a premiere and news broke from the premiere.
It's the highest grossing movie ever.
Avatar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Avatar. The hints helped you.
Yeah.
And what is Chevy Chase's name in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Clark Griswold.
2 out of 5. Not good enough for Bobby and his wife, though. They doubled your score.
Yeah, that was
great.
Ugly.
Bobby, you went away and came back a winner.
Yay!
You, Bob, you get to hear Hannah say it. This is your Christmas present.
This is Hannah, and I have been completely schooled by Bobby and his wife.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Here we go. It's the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can figure it out. 1 in 5 of us prefer to do this at home, but the rest of us prefer to do it elsewhere.
I think it's hosting a holiday.
Mm. Ooh!
1 in 5 of us would prefer to do it at our own house. The rest of us would rather go somewhere else.
All right. Well, then let's just, throw the elephant in the room out there. Have relations.
Ooh, wow.
Relations.
One in five of us prefer to do this. 4 out of 5 people don't want to do it at their house.
They don't because of the kids. They don't because.
Wow, they're wild.
They get in the mood when they're in a hotel.
Kevin's got a different life than
perhaps,
us. Man.
Perhaps I'm speaking from experience. I'm going to shut up now.
Wow, that's not where I thought he was going with that. I love how he called it relations. This one's kind of stumping me, and I feel like I'm wrong, but I'm going to say go to the bathroom.
Did you think it was a relations? And
no. He did not steal my answer. No. You can't go to the bathroom in your own home? I don't know, people.
Nobody got it correct. No one is close.
Womp.
1 in 5 of us prefer to do this at home. Rest of us prefer to do it elsewhere. Hannah loves to do this. It's not relations.
No.
Hannah loves this. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Now Hannah's trying to figure it out. I've stumped everyone today.
I got it.
Oh, you think you do?
I'll
let you do another guess next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 1 in 5 of us prefer to do it at home, but the rest of us prefer to do it elsewhere. I said Hannah loves this. You said you had another guess. You want to take a second guess, Hannah?
Yes.
Before you go to the text line, I'll give you first dibs.
My guess is working out.
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, someone texted
Hannah, I said Hannah loves this. I'm a big workout girl. That's probably what
I am.
You are
big, I am.
I'm just messing with you and saying, of course, that's what you thought. No, it's
someone
not that.
Texted in and said smoking, which I'm against any and all smoking for myself.
You
so
did have your fake smoking,
yeah,
thing, though.
Right.
My candy cigarette.
Your candy cigarette. That's maybe that's different. What they meant. Like you were out there just doing your fake cigarette thing.
Max texted in and said cooking.
No.
Yeah, I don't cook anywhere. Sleeping?
No. I did put this on the show specifically as something that happened yesterday.
Cleaning my car?
Car washes. One of five of us prefer to do a car wash at home.
Oh.
Four out of five prefer to take it to the car wash. One in five at home. Good old home driveway car wash. And four out of five prefer to do it. So, yep, that's what I thought with car washes. And
very good.
You need to do a car wash, Hannah.
I know.
We've heard. What we're doing here on the Brett Mega Show this week is we're taking a look back at some of our favorite moments that we all shared together on the show. We consider you part of the show, so it's like some of our favorite moments we get to share with you. We take a look back at the year, and each of us has picked out a moment that happened on the air. Yesterday, I shared my moment. Today is Hannah's day to pick out her favorite moment on the show.
Yeah, I really struggled to come up with one. Kevin will love me because I gave him so many different ideas for this.
It's because the show is just so awesome. You know?
I think it was a really, really good year all around. But ultimately, I landed on what you guys did for my birthday this year.
Oh, okay. Oh. Here we go. This was Hannah's birthday and her favorite moment of 2025. What is Hannah's best quality? And all of them had the same exact answer. Knowing that, what do you think they said about you is your best quality about you? Could be physical, could be emotional, could
that
be
that I'm really caring.
That you're really caring. Did you what you think the answer is?
Yes.
All right, this is what
I'm
Hannah's
scared.
Family
I'm
said
so
her
scared.
Best her best quality is.
That would definitely be loyalty and how you love your family. It shows in everything that you do.
I would say that your best quality is always being there for your village. Your people are your people and you are always there for them.
Definitely say family oriented. That comes to mind because you just care so much about your family and the people that you love and you always put them first, and I just admire that about you so much.
You're a person who always put your family first.
Wow.
You give everything at your work. You are never a person who lets your friends down. So that word would be devoted.
Best quality is put your family first, dang, taking care of your village.
That's great.
That seemed like it surprised you.
Well, I can't believe, I mean, we got a really variety of people there, so I am surprised.
Everyone said the exact same thing about you. I think probably the same thing about you, is you really care about the people you care about, and you protect them with all of your might.
I'm very protective, yes.
I think my favorite part about that is that we actually didn't talk to any of them, like, together in a group. I reached out to them individually, and they all responded with that exact same answer, is how much you care about your family, which during this time of the year, it's all about family.
Right.
That's where we focus the most about family. So a cool moment to reflect back on that during this time of the year, the holiday season.
And you guys really, really surprised me with that bit. I had no idea my family had all recorded their own things, and you guys put them together. So I was really surprised.
That's
I
a lie,
felt
actually.
So loved.
No, she's actually lying. You
well,
don't
she found out 2 days before.
She found out 10 days
okay.
before because I played it.
No, not ever. All I heard was a little clip of my sister, but then I didn't know what else happened.
I'm just messing with you. I accidentally played her sister. Like an
idiot.
I
mean, it's all Brett's fault.
It's all my fault. I got one of the videos and then it started playing. It had to hurt her sister.
But I didn't know it was like you guys asked them all these questions.
Yeah.
I didn't know my nieces would be in it. I mean, I was just.
Yeah,
I was very, very surprised.
I didn't screw up the whole thing.
Just most of it.
Just
half of it. But no, that was definitely a really, really sweet, loving moment of the year.
It
stands
cool.
out to me.
I do think you love your family so much, and it's cool to be reminded of that during this time of the year. Kevin, you're going to share your favorite moment tomorrow.
Yeah, speaking about family, this deals with another person's family.
Really?
Oh, no.
And my love for them.
It is the Brett Mega Show, and this is something I didn't know that schools did and had the ability to do. Kevin's son got a wellness check, but not for like the reasons you would think.
No.
It's because the school was so proactive.
Yeah.
Kevin, explain.
Well, so my son was in study hall, and he was just kind of, you know, messing around on his computer, looking up stuff, and he looked up Jelly Roll, I Am Not Okay.
Big song from this past year.
Yeah, he was, and he was just, I guess, you know, because he's learning stuff on the guitar, he's learning stuff on the saxophone, you know, he's very musically inclined, so I guess he was trying to just kind of figure out, okay, what are the chords or whatever. Well, as he was doing this, one of the teachers came up to him and said, Jackson, you need to go to the office.
Oh my gosh, so, I bet his heart dropped.
Yeah, immediately he's like, okay, why do I got to go to the office for this? So he goes to the office, and he's talking with the counselor, you know, how's everything going? Everything's going great, you know. I'm really excited. I'm actually really excited because I'm going to be in pit band, you know, for the senior play this year. So I'm yeah. getting ready for Ooh. That. And you know, Christmas is coming up. I'm getting excited for all this stuff. Why do you ask? Well, we noticed on a recent computer check, you were saying you weren't okay. Why are you not okay? And he's like, I'm fine. I was looking up jelly rolls. I am not okay.
Oh my
so he
gosh.
Kind of explained that to them, and I thought, and he was like, he thought. You guys see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the way the computers are programmed at school is because it's a school computer and you are in a classroom, mm-hmm. even if it's a study hall, whatever you're looking at, they can see what you're looking at.
I had no idea that schools could actually get all of
that
search history.
Oh, my God. That definitely was not a thing when I was in school.
Right.
Because while you're Googling... Not good stuff.
Test answers. Yeah, literally.
Wow, I didn't know that. I think that's, like, it is... You know what? Safety is such a weird thing, man, because like I'm like someone who's like, leave me alone, don't control me. But like all you do is want people to be safe and be proactive. So it does freak me out that, you know, like that they could see your search history. But like if they can be like help people in situations that and be proactive, like that's awesome and amazing.
Yeah.
And I do know that like it was probably scary for you to even hear about the level shift because you know that he has struggled with anxiety and things like that. So like what's going on? What's going on? And it's probably like calms your nerves. Like I was just looking probably to learn the Jelly Roll song.
Right. You know, I go through a lot of emotions there. I think that's great that they are watching kids to make sure they're watching kids, what they're looking at and all that stuff too. And then I think to myself, wow, Big Brother is always watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, the positive is if you're not doing anything terrible, hey, that's great. They're going to be there to support you. If you are doing something terrible, they're going to catch you.
Yeah. It seems like it's just all out of love and protection for their students.
The real thing is, though, we don't need anyone looking at my Google search history.
Right. Okay. Jeez.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So yesterday I was telling you guys about the tragic news that Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were both found dead in their home. And we have kind of like heard from the get-go suspicions that it was their 32-year-old son Nick, but we really didn't know. But fast forward to now, police have actually arrested Nick and booked him for murder of the both of them. And another really big update that's coming out now is just hours before the suspected murders, the Reiner family all went to Conan O'Brien's like Christmas party, and people there saw Rob and his son Nick get into this like big fiasco, this big loud verbal argument, the two of them, and then Rob and Michelle left. They don't know if Nick went with him or not, but they were seen at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party, this big fight.
It's just so sad.
The whole story is terrible. Heartbreaking just, and sad. It does feel like, I don't know anything about like first degree, second degree murders and stuff like that, but if someone leaves and then follows someone, it does feel like a it doesn't feel like an act of passion. It feels like they kept going. Like,
yeah.
This fight continued to go at their home and they followed each other and things escalated beyond belief. It's just heartbreaking.
And what's so also sad is, you know, Rob and his wife have worked with Nick for years. They know he struggled. They even worked together on a movie talking about the struggles of his addiction, talking about what he's dealt with. So you know that they've done all they could or tried to do all they could, and to have this result as the end is just so devastating. You know, I mean, I cannot fathom any of this, and I just feel so, so sorry for all those involved.
One of the things they said is the sister is the one who like made a call to the police and said, hey, my brother is dangerous, and I think it was my brother. So it's even horrific, all the family ties to the entire situation.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Is there a phrase or saying that your family has or significant other has that just drives you crazy? You're like, oh, my God, you say that all the time. 855-444-MEGA. What is that phrase or saying that you constantly repeat? 855 844-644-6342. It's not 6-7. It cannot be 6-7. But apparently I have a phrase or saying, and now once you hear it, I'm catching myself because my wife is the one who pointed out, like, Brett, you say that all the time. You constantly say this, and it's driving me crazy. And AB goes, oh, Brett, you have a lot of them. I do not.
Yeah. I think you do have a lot of things that you say a lot.
I don't think so. Thank you. I think they're hard to think of, but people do have like those statements or phrases that they're always used. They're like these clutch phrases. Can you think of one that I use?
Okay, the one that comes to mind.
If you get it right, I'm so
immediately
pissed.
Is you always will say between you and me.
Oh, between you and me?
You say that a lot.
You do.
All right, that isn't it.
Okay, gossiper.
Yeah. No, I say I'm in the weeds. I'm in the weeds a lot. When we're in the weeds, and I've used that phrase earlier, that like when I'm behind at work, I'm in the weeds.
I'm in the weeds.
And my wife goes, this is your new favorite statement. Like, we live in the weeds, but we live in a bush. Like,
you're
stop.
Always there.
Yeah, always. She's like, this is our life. You're always like, man, we're in the weeds. We can't, house is a mess. We're in the weeds. I was saying this yesterday, and she was pointing it out because we were supposed to be somewhere at 4:30, and we said we're going to leave at 3:30 so we didn't have to rush. We didn't get out of the house till like 3:55, and I'm like, man, we're in the weeds. And I go, man. And she goes, let me guess. We're in the weeds, huh, Brett?
Oh, wow.
And I say, yes, we're in the weeds. We're behind. And AB, when you go, I think you said it earlier. I did. I was talking to Kevin about, like, man, I really thought we were going to be ahead of things before we take a holiday break, but mm-hmm. I think we're in the weeds.
We're in the weeds.
Yeah, I think you say it so much that my brain doesn't, like, register it
anymore. Now you'll catch it, because now I do say it so much. I literally said it to Kevin this morning when we were talking about making sure we had everything done before Christmas.
You see, but I've never noticed it. Now that you've called it out, now I'm going to notice it all the time.
I know. I'm going to annoy you. I'm an annoying person, just so everyone knows. But
you're
everyone,
in the weeds.
Everyone, shut up. But I do. I feel like I'm in the weeds today. Like, I can't believe it's almost already 8 o'clock and I'm so behind on things I thought I was going to get done today. Okay. What is a phrase or a saying that your family has, your significant other has, like, oh my God, my husband says this all the time and it drives me nuts when he says it? 855-444-6342. It is a safe place to call out your husband for those ridiculous, probably dad sayings. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we're in the weeds. Just trying to get out. My wife says I say that all the time. She's like, this is your new favorite statement. And then she's like, probably live in the weeds. And you act like we're working at a restaurant. We're like, we're in the weeds trying to figure out, like,
we got orders coming in.
Got orders coming in. We're in the weeds. Like, it's the bear or something. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What is a phrase or a statement that your significant other, your family members say all the time? And it's so cliche. Or like a crutch of theirs. Apparently, I say this all the time. You're like, it drives me crazy. Stop saying that. 855-444-MEGA. I'm not the only family that has this happen because AB's family texted in.
Oh my gosh. AB, your mom texted in and said that you guys say all the time, when in Rome, even when you guys aren't obviously in Rome.
I know that's a saying, when in Rome, but she never uses it properly. Is what's
really?
So funny. Like, she'll just, like, answer a random question, when in Rome.
Really?
Like, Mom, what?
Like, so it's not even, like, before you guys do something crazy and you're like, when in Rome?
No.
Yeah. No.
No. It's hilarious. Just really random, and we're like, that's not how you
and
use
And you call
say.
Her out.
Oh, we always call her out,
I want to be friends with AB's mom. Yeah. I like the fact that people have sayings that don't make any sense.
Well,
thank you.
When your kids and your wife start calling you and your family members out, the big thing that everybody in my family says is, anyway, like to transition to another thing.
It's always anyway.
And so, I mean, I'll be on the phone with my brother and he'll say anyway. And then the kids from the back room, anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
This is one for you, Sarah. Sarah, your sister has one, huh?
Yeah, she does.
What is the phrase or saying that she says? You're like, oh my God, this drives me crazy.
Anywho.
Yeah. Great
anywho.
Answer. Thank you so much for the call.
If I don't have anything to say, I'll say that.
Really?
Anywho, yeah.
Debbie, your family or someone in your life has a phrase or saying that you're like, oh my God, this drives me crazy.
Well, yes. My husband's favorite color is green, and everybody knows it because the tree. Oh, look at that pretty tree. That tree is such a pretty green. And like every tree is green right now. He has to have the green token if we're playing a board game. He has to be the green person because, quote, green's my favorite color.
I will never forget that Debbie's husband's favorite color is green.
Me either.
That's sticking with me the rest of my life. I love that his favorite color is green.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it gets annoying.
Thank you. Every wife has been annoyed with their husband at any point. Jamie, what is a phrase or saying that your significant other or someone in your family always uses?
Fix yourself before you wreck yourself.
Oh! Boom.
You got to let people know.
I am not okay. I'm having an attitude right now, but please don't tell me because I need to have an attitude.
Mood.
Damn. And if you, I can't believe your husband says that. You say that to your husband or your husband says that to you?
He says that to anyone that is having an attitude. Fix yourself before you wreck yourself.
I bet. Hello. Jamie's probably been like, you're about to get wrecked.
Yeah,
okay?
I would not like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.